Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Matt Simmons as we talk Prairie LeCompton boys basketball. The Cavs on the season are now at 7-6 overall, 3-4 in the Big 7 League. Competed last week in the Oskaloosa tournament with a couple good wins and a loss in the championship game after beating JCN, a ranked opponent, and then beating Oskaloosa, falling Saturday to Valley Falls 65-62. I guess before we kind of break down the game, just overall thoughts, Coach, on the Oski tournament in general and in the three games that you were able to get in last week?
Yeah, it's a really good tournament for us. You know, we play, you know, when you're in the Big 7, you play the same teams over and over, it feels like, and it's kind of nice to get away from that and break away and go play some other teams. And, you know, it's not a tournament, you know, that you can just go and get three wins and win the whole thing. I mean, you're going to play, you know, we played two ranked opponents in 2A just in the week. And then you're playing Oskaloosa in their home gym. So it's good for us just to kind of take our guys, go play some other teams and see, you know, what we can accomplish.
70 points in that game against Oskaloosa last week. That was, I believe, your season high. What was going right? Who are some guys that maybe stepped up a little bit more in that game to get 70 points?
Yeah, I think that was just the kind of game where we just spread the wealth a little bit and everybody did their part. And, you know, you kind of gain a little bit of a lead. You can get some guys in the game who don't always get to play. You know, we had a couple guys who were younger that really impressed the coaching staff and played really well in that game. And, you know, it's just kind of everything was just clicking. And it seemed like every time we put up a shot, it felt like it would go in. And defensively, in our man-to-man, we were really good for the first time all year. So, yeah, that second game was really good for us, especially leading to a championship game on Saturday.
Valley Falls, I believe, is now like 12-0 on the season. And that sounded like a really competitive game. You end up losing by 3 in the end. What was kind of the difference or some takeaways from that championship on Saturday?
Yeah, it felt like a championship game, and it's really good for us to be in. It was back and forth the whole time, and they got up on us a little early in the first, but that seems to be the story of our team this year, unfortunately. But we battled back, and then it's just an awesome game. I mean, really, I had several people come up and tell me just how much fun it was to watch, you know, and obviously being on the losing end of it, it's not as fun. But, you know, I saw just some really good things out of our guys. Some guys step up, make some big plays, but at the end of the day, the Dylan Cervantes kid from Valley Falls went 8-for-10 from three, and, you know, we just never got him stopped. It seemed like every time he shot it, you know, it went in, and he hit a monster one at the end that kind of sealed it up. And they came out and they played championship basketball, and credit to them, they came out and got it done against us. So it was good for us to go in a game like that and hopefully learn the next time maybe we have a chance to win something that what we got to do down the stretch to get it done.
I believe the remainder of your games are all going to be rematches as you go through the Big 7 League a second time through. This week had to be kind of nice to have Tuesday night off, a little extra time before kind of restarting the league schedule with Jeff West, a boys game only this Friday night. So has this been a good week, and what are you looking forward to the second time through this league schedule?
Yeah, it has been a good week. We got a couple guys nicked up, just like everybody. Evan Gottstein didn't get to play in the championship game, and he's been really big for us. He's got some ankle problems, so just get him off his feet. And a couple guys who just kind of nicked up through playing three games in a, you know, three really good games in a week. And so we just get to get back worrying about us. What can we do to get better? Watch a little film, you know, and also practice all together and get some of those young guys in to play against some of the older guys. We like to do that during a week like this, so. I think it's been good a couple days so far. We're excited to get back to playing, though. You know, after a few days, everyone wants to play again. So, obviously, Jeff West coming in on Friday and then back into the Big 7 with the big Royal Valley Nemaha week next week. So it's back to the grind here pretty soon.
You bet, yep. Going to be a good second half finish, I think, for the Big 7 League, as we've seen a lot of really good teams in the league this year. Coach, best of luck, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next week and through the rest of the year.
All right, thanks.
Coach Matt Simmons of Prairie LeCompton and the Cavs Coaches Shows are brought to you by the First State Bank and Trust in Prairie.